Hey there, thanks for tuning into this episode of While We Were Working. While We Were Working is a show that helps you become a better people leader in your small business. Speaking of small business, we've got some phenomenal guests with us today to unpack the issue of internal versus external hiring. I am Joy Price, founder and CEO of Jumpstart HR, joined as always by my awesome co-host and consulting practice manager here at Jumpstart, Summer Ketron. But we've got our friends at Fit Small Business, Heather and Jennifer, who are newsmakers, they're news story writers, and this week we decided to drill down on a topic that both of us are seeing as a major, major concern for small business audiences, and that's internal versus external hiring. So maybe Heather, Jennifer, if you could just introduce yourselves, and then we will jump into our first segment, which is While We Were Working.
Sure, absolutely. My name is Heather Landau, and I've been the content producer for our HR and payroll section over at Fit Small Business for the last almost 4 years. And I just love working with small business owners. I love creating content to guide them through the journey of owning their business and managing their business. So I'm really excited to be here with you guys today.
And I'm Jennifer Soper. I'm the senior staff writer over at Fit Small Business. I've been with them for almost 3 years now, and I work mainly writing for human resources and a little bit in payroll and employee management. And I just like using my expertise to guide small businesses in learning more that everything that they can about human resources and what they need to get their businesses going.
All right. Well, I think the internet is going to explode because we have so much HR experience on WadPod. I don't know if the world's ready for that, but we're going to give it to them anyway. So, Summer, do you want to set up our consultants corner and let everybody know what it is and how we tackle the topics that you were too busy paying attention to?
I'd love to. Thanks, Joey. And it's so great to have you, Heather and Jennifer. Welcome to the show. And thanks, everybody, for joining us wherever you are catching our show from this week. And the While We Were Working segment is where Joey and I, we typically scour the web, we read blogs, we watch videos, magazines, pretty much you name it. We look to find something really interesting and fun to talk about on the show. Why? Because we know you were so busy working that you probably didn't catch it. And so here we are today.
Awesome. Yeah. And we've got this article. Ironically enough, and of course we planned it, an article published with Small Business recently, written by Jennifer and reviewed and updated by Heather. And the headline is Internal versus External Recruitment, a Guide for Small Businesses. So let's unpack the issue. Heather, maybe I'll start with you. What are some of the key differences between internal and external recruitment methods? And what's that impact on small business like?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the key really to internal versus external recruitment is really understanding the business need, right, of exactly what a new role or a new position consists of. So you can really understand, you know, are there employees that currently work for your organization that could be a good fit for that kind of promotion or a new position that you have in mind, or if the skills that you're seeking really require you to look externally to find somebody that would be new to your organization. And as a small business owner, it's so vital to really understand the pros and cons of keeping your internal employees and putting them into different positions versus hiring externally, because hiring externally can be really expensive. It can be really time consuming. But at the same time, you know, you don't want to keep funneling around the same internal employees that might not really meet that true need of what a position requires. And that can really hinder the growth of a company, which can be so detrimental to small business owners. So it's really important that, especially as a small business owner, you really understand what a role requires. This way you can really analyze how you can best meet those needs.
All right. Yeah. And, you know, we see it all the time, and definitely within our business, and also with the teams that we work with, that I think self-awareness for the owner or the CEO or whomever is important, because you've got to be able to distinguish, is this a decision to promote someone based on the skills you've seen thus far, Or do you need new skills because you need to go into new ventures, or you need to add the level of maturity and complexity of your business? So it's very, very important to have an understanding and self-awareness of your business and what it truly needs. So I'm glad we're having this conversation. Jen Summer, did you have any other comments on that piece where we all kind of set expectation of the key differences?
I love it. You know, I think if there's one thing I'd share quickly, Joey, just based on our experience working with small businesses, it is truly also the importance of hiring the right positions early on, right? Because when it's a small business, every hire counts. When it's much larger, then you do have it's a little more forgiving.
Yeah. Okay. So now let's talk about the money, the cost implication of internal versus external hiring. And Jennifer, I'll start with you this time. How do cost considerations vary between internal and external recruitment methods? And what are some of the financial impacts that this can have on small businesses?
That's a great question, because cost is very important to small businesses. On the surface, internal recruitment is more cost effective because when you move an internal employee to a new position, then you don't really have the initial costs of like advertising for the role, bringing that person in and getting them acclimated. Plus, since the employee already understands the way your company operates, it'll take less time and less money to train them. However, there are hidden expenses of internal hires, such as the potential for loss of productivity as that employee acclimates to their new role. Also, if the move creates a vacancy in their former position, then your company will incur advertising costs to find that new employee for that role. For external hiring, you'll have the cost of advertising the position, like we mentioned before, potential recruiting agency fees if you decide to use an external source. Then you have onboarding expenses to get the new employee acclimated to your company, training expenses to get them up to speed in their role. And this would be a big cost for small businesses. But for larger companies that consistently advertise positions, then that may not be an added expense. So it's just really going to come down to what you determine is your best need and what kind of funds you have to operate with.
Summer, what are your thoughts on the cost implications there?
I would agree with everything that Jennifer said, because that's what I'm hearing from the organizations that we work with, that, you know, cost is a really big deal. And typically when, you know, they have team members that are within their organization, there is an additional, there's that comfort there of, you know, they're kind of a known team member. So I think, you know, these are all really great considerations for a small business, and they do have to be weighed carefully.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right, let's jump into our next question then about time efficiency. In terms of time efficiency, how do internal and external recruitment methods compare, especially for businesses who might be working with limited resources? Heather, I'll start with you and then we can open up the conversation.
Yeah, definitely. I think time is really, you know, they say time is money. It's so similar to, you know, when we talk about the cost. It really does, it's really important that you think about the time that's going to be involved with these things. So employees that are recruited internally definitely require less time, less effort to onboard and train, because they're already really familiar with your company, with your culture, the day-to-day operation. So, of course, it will take some time for them to warm up to new responsibilities, understand what's expected of them in a new role or a new position, but they really already have that first step of knowledge of your company. They know the culture, they know how things work. And so it does take less time. But when you're considering that versus external, it's definitely a time save, since employees that are recruited externally, you know, they have to learn not only the specific role, but also your expectations as an organization, how things work day to day. So it's definitely a bit of a faster process to internally hire someone. And time is so important to small business owners, same as budget. So it is really important to consider that, to consider the time save. It can sometimes be a benefit to hire somebody internally because of the time save. But I think it's really important that business owners consider, you know, the time involved as a benefit, that you will definitely save time by hiring somebody internally. But is that person really the best fit despite that time save? So definitely quicker to just take someone in your company that's already with you guys, move them to a new role, definitely less time to warm up. But is that really the best fit? Is definitely something that should be considered.
Yeah.
I think a big piece of that, we may be saving time in the long run saving time in the short run by having someone who's internal. But are you attempting to solve a long-term solution with a short-term fix? Might be something to consider as well. And I hate to sound like a lawyer with the whole, it depends, right? But that's why at Jumpstart, you know, that's why we exist, is to help companies ask those really tough questions and get to the right solution. Because if you're bringing someone over internally and you're leaving a gap somewhere else, you know, maybe they were customer facing and then now they're in management, but their customers really enjoyed working with them. And so you've got to backfill with someone who may be a little bit different from a customer service standpoint. And it may just make sense to hire externally, because the chemistry that your small business team members have with various folks that you interact with is so strong that it's not worth disrupting. So I know that adds another layer into it, but it is it's a tough challenge that you have to think about the complexity.
I agree with you. When you have an external hire, sometimes the skills that they bring in can provide a better environment. Because if you have an internal hire that comes over that just wasn't quite ready, then you have all the time and efficiency wasted in trying to get that person up to speed when they might not be the right fit. So hiring someone external might actually end up saving you money in the long run and time.
Yeah. I love that you mentioned the time save up front, because though you do definitely save time up front hiring internally, you know, what is the impact of that later down the road? If you did move over an employee that maybe doesn't have the right skill set for that role, is it going to take them longer to accomplish day-to-day tasks? Is it going to take them longer to even learn the responsibilities required? So I love that you mentioned that. The upfront time saving is definitely something to think about, but is it going to cost you know, longer time in the end?
Yes. And the one thing I'll add to this, Joey, you may recall probably a couple of weeks ago now, we actually did an episode on pitfalls of premature promotion. And so if you're listening and you're thinking, gosh, I'd love to learn more about this and things to watch out for, catch that episode. We've got a lot of great tips there.
For sure. For sure. Okay, let's jump to the next question. It's about employee morale or retention. And like Summer said, you know, we've got this growing catalog, growing library of episodes where we tackle the tough topics and the trending topics. So be sure to check it out, whether you subscribe on YouTube or you check out our podcast feed. You definitely don't want to miss all the content that we're adding to the conversation that helps you be a better leader of your team. And the question that I'll ask, and I believe, Jay, we're going to start with you on this one. How can the choice between internal and external recruitment affect employee morale and retention rates in small businesses? Because I'd imagine this is a big thing to think about.
Yeah. So when you promote from within, it actually shows you that you value your employees and their growth in your company. And it can inspire your existing employees to strive for career development on their own and in their own roles. And it's especially true for small businesses, because when employees see their peers being promoted or moving up the ladder, it creates a sense of motivation and loyalty within them. And it can also build a strong company culture where your employees are feeling valued and recognized for their hard work. Alternatively, though, hiring someone outside of your current employee pool can actually bring in fresh perspectives, new skill sets, diversity to your workforce, which can lead to long-term benefits, because external candidates bring with them an invaluable industry knowledge and best practices that can enhance the overall performance and innovation from every employee in your entire company, both new and existing. There are some downsides a little. Promoting from within could actually spark some resentment for someone that maybe got overlooked for that promotion. But if you handle each person individually and explain to them where they can possibly improve so that they can move up the ladder, that will help ease some of that, you know, disheartenment.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's great. And I love the feedback piece that you said at the end there of, you know, if somebody didn't quite make it as an internal hire, let them know what it would take next go around or with the other opportunities in the organization, how can they grow? Heather, I'll have this last question in this segment. I want to leave with you about skill sets and diversity. So how do internal and external candidate recruiting strategies affect diversity of skill sets within a small business? And then what should small business owners consider in this context? You know, whether you are elevating someone within your organization or bringing in new skills and skill sets and new diversity.
Yeah, absolutely. I think some of the points we've already touched on is really understanding what skills you're looking for and how you can really meet that need. So when I think of like a traditional small business, maybe like a pizza shop, I think there are so often employees that, you know, really stand out from the crowd. They really go above and beyond. Maybe it's that they show up to work early, they're proactive, you know, they really go above and beyond. And those are all traits of a leader and signs that an employee can be trusted with greater responsibility. Absolutely. However, it doesn't always mean that they have the skill set required for a specific new role that you have in mind. And it's really important to consider the role specifically when you're thinking about comparing internal versus external. So, you know, that rock star cashier, are you thinking about promoting them up to a store manager role? Or are you thinking of creating maybe a marketing manager role that can help get your business name out there and bring in new customers? That's really a role that would require a much more specific and probably strategic skill in marketing itself, in addition to all those great employee traits. So those are kind of really the things that I think a small business owner really needs to think about. You know, just because an employee is a really great employee, they're a great person, they're really high performing, do their skills really meet the skill set that you need for this position to succeed and really help your business thrive? And I think that that will really help, you know, when determining, you know, does somebody internally have the skill set already? And if not, then it's probably time to look externally in order to gain that.
Summer, what are your thoughts on that piece?
I love these conversations. I especially love when we have conversations when I'm like, yes, I agree with everything that's being shared, because you know, we've talked about there are so many conversations and, you know, thought and considerations and planning that go into hiring decisions as a whole. And I think we've brought to light a lot of the things that we should be thinking about carefully, because we all know that even just one wrong decision of the many things that we've discussed can ultimately result in a non-desirable outcome. So I think there's a lot of great content, a lot of great nuggets that we've talked about today, and I'm sure our listeners will find them very, very valuable.
Couldn't agree more. So we'll go ahead and pivot into our Consultants Corner, because it wouldn't be a jumpstart show without something practical and some how-tos to get you where you need to be. And if this podcast isn't enough and you actually need some dedicated support, you can reach out to us at jumpstart-hr.com. We do offer a free 15-minute initial consultation to learn more about your business. And we offer a few things on our website that you can point, click, and buy, such as prepaid time to connect with our team members. So we have that in 10-hour increments, as well as ongoing subscriptions. If you know that you need dedicated HR support and you're ready to get started, reach out, learn more at jumpstart-hr.com. And of course, Fit Small Business for guides, blogs, all the things you need to know across HR and outside of it. They help your business get in shape, stay in shape. It's the name Fit Small Business. So these tools are at your disposal. Definitely check it out. Consultants Corner. We are going to unpack a 5-step framework to determine whether to fill a role with an internal hire or an external hire. We started this conversation in the While We're Working segment and unpacked, you know, all of the different components and elements that you need to be thinking about Now we're going to consolidate them into a five-step framework that you should be thinking through. So the first thing that you want to do is think about an assessment of your current skills and gaps. You should be asking yourself, and your management team should be asking, you know, what are the key steps in assessing the existing skill sets within your organization, and how can you identify gaps that need to be filled? So I'll just go ahead and share, you know, when we think about what are the gaps in our business? Do we have those skills internally? Are they skills that could be that are identifiable, but maybe need to be verified? Are they skills that there may be promised, but they need to be trained and developed, and maybe introduce learning programs or certification programs, or not? And there's the only wrong answer is a dishonest answer, I think, because it's okay to have a gap, but now that lets you know what step you need to take to fill that skill set. Summer, what are your thoughts? What are you seeing in the space? And Heather and Jennifer, feel free to bring supporting thoughts and comments as we navigate this framework. But yeah, step one is identify current skills and gaps. Summer, what do you think?
Yes, I'd say that one of the ways that organizations can do that is through having a feedback or performance review process, because you do start to be able to assess skills and gaps and provide some real feedback to try to develop those areas. And those are, I'd say, you know, kind of the two key things that I typically work with small businesses on when it comes to, you know, assessing their current skills and gaps. But Heather and Jennifer, we'd love to hear from you as well.
Yeah, I think those are great. You can also conduct skills audits. That'll help you map out the current competencies of your employees across different departments and different skill levels, which will help you identify their strengths, their areas of underdevelopment, and where they might need some extra assistance. You can do this. You can use tools like you mentioned before, the performance evaluations. You can use surveys, one-on-one interviews. And then I also suggest, once you've mapped out the skills needed, then you should align them with your company goals. So when you know which skills are most critical for achieving your business objectives, it becomes easier to prioritize which skill gaps need that immediate attention. And you can do this by leveraging data analytics and trend analysis. That'll help you predict future skills needs, address potential gaps just before they become critical.
I love that. I love that. And I love that you had mentioned, you know, the assessments, especially if you're in a technology environment and you're looking for someone who maybe has an understanding of a certain programming language, or if you're in a project management environment and you want to make sure that people have experience of traditional project management or maybe agile project management, there are websites that you can go to. There are tools that you can give to your colleagues to have an honest, neutral assessment of their skills and abilities. And that helps you make decisions one way or another, whether that's for internal candidates or for external candidates. So the next piece we have is you've got to identify the growth and development opportunities. And so you've got to ask yourself, how should you evaluate the potential for growth and development of your current employees for new roles? Summer mentioned the performance review as a critical component of just understanding where your team members are. It's also a critical important component for understanding where you would like them to go or where they would see themselves going, and making sure that you're doing right by the process to identify not only, hey, you know, you scored we've blown up numbers. That's another podcast episode, but I was going to say you scored a three. Here's how to get a five, right? But you scored a, you know, meets expectations. Here's how to score and exceeds expectations. And you want to say, go to this training, read this book, show this level of consistency in this area. Talk to this mentor in the organization, talk to this mentor outside the organization. And these are some of the ways that you can have growth and development opportunities. Definitely sites like LinkedIn that have courses, certifications. Fit Small Business has a ton of knowledge that you can learn and grow and resources to point to. But it's super important that you start with the base of understanding skills and gaps, and then you look at, for your internal candidates, how can you invest in their growth and development, which will also increase and enhance your ability to retain a newly leveled up workforce as well. I'll leave that open to the conversation, open for us to have more conversation on. So Heather, Summer, Jennifer, any thoughts on how teams should think about their growth and development opportunities?
Yeah, I think especially as a small business owner, that communication is so important. Even just talking to your employees about their own level of motivation or their commitment to grow, you know, ask them about their career aspirations. What are their goals? Do they want to take on new responsibilities? Because maybe they're perfectly happy in the role that they're currently in and they're really not looking for anything more. I think that happens a lot too, and that's totally okay. But it's really important to meet employees where they're at. And such a big piece of that is communication and just having a really open line of communication with your employees. And I think on the other side of that, if you have an employee that's really, really excited about taking on new opportunities and new responsibilities, and, you know, you're wondering if they're a good fit for that, you know, that could be a little bit of a issue as well. And in that scenario, I think beyond communication, it's really valuable for business owners. As we've said before, you know, conduct regular performance reviews, identify their strengths. Is there any area that they can improve their current skill set? So I think it's so important to just really understand where your employees are at. What are their aspirations? What are their goals? And what can you do as a business owner to help them achieve those?
All right. Let's go to the next one. So we've identified assessment of skills and gaps. We're painting a picture for growth and development. The next is getting to the cost benefit analysis. And the guidance that we recommend is creating a cost benefit analysis to choose between internal and external hiring, and identify key factors that you would want to consider. So obviously, we've touched on these in quite a bit of detail, so I'll just consolidate it and say, when you think about the cost-benefit analysis, do you want to hire at the position that you have open, or do you want to hire at a position that will be left open when you move someone to a new role? Do you want to grow and develop and wrap your internal hire around training opportunities? Or do you want to hire from the outside market and have certain expectations for their skills and abilities? If you want to go outside of the market, do you want to work with a recruiting firm that Jumpstart has those capabilities? If you want to work with a staffing agency or a placement agency, you've got to think about the costs that go into this role. But those are some. I know I left some behind. But, you know, Jen, Heather, Summer, what are some other cost benefit analysis factors to think about?
So one of the first things you need to think about is compensation. Like, what are you going to pay this employee? So a new hire is going to result in a new salary with benefits. And sometimes a new hire requires a higher pay than your existing employees just to get the most qualified talent, because it's a lot out there. It's competing. You're competing with other markets. You're competing with other companies to get that great talent. So you may have to pay them more than you're paying your current employees. But if there isn't anyone in your company who's qualified to take on the new position, then hiring externally it's going to result in a cost savings to you because they bring the skills and experience needed. Alternatively, moving an existing employee into a new role, it's going to cost you less initially. You may need to increase the employee's salary to align with the new role if that is, you know, if they're getting a promotion, if it's not a lateral move to a new position, if they're actually getting promoted and into a higher role, a salary is going to follow that. But they're already likely on your benefits program and enrolled in everything that you already have. So you're not going to have any additional costs when it comes to giving them PTO, giving them 401k, health insurance benefits, because they're probably already signed up for those things. However, If moving them means you need to fill their previous position, like we mentioned before, then you will have the cost of moving the existing employee and hiring a new one.
Okay. In the interest of time, I will run through these last two things. They are very important, but I think we can put a bow on it here. The fourth thing you got to think about is cultural fit and adaptability. Now, when you are looking to promote an internal candidate, you already know that there is a culture fit to some degree, right? They're already on the team. They should have an expectation of knowing how to win at the organization. But a fun and interesting thing about hiring from the outside is that you can have a culture add, which is someone who brings a new set of skills or approach that will add to your culture, kind of like throwing in a new flavor to a gumbo or a new flavor to a soup where, you know, it's going to taste different, but it's going to taste even better. The last thing, though, is long-term impact and strategic alignment. And this is where we've alluded to at the beginning of like, understanding, hey, are we trying to solve a short-term problem or a longer-term problem? And if we're aiming towards a long-term problem, what's the best way to resolve that? Is it through internal hiring or through external hiring? So I know that we've given you a lot to think about, and that's our job, because at Jumpstart HR and Fit Small Business, we care about seeing your organization perform well. And we are organizations that provide tools and resources to help you get there. So you know, at Jumpstart HR, we provide our HR consulting services, outsourcing services, and a podcast such as this, Fit Small Business, offers guides, resources, blogs, and ways for you to learn and grow at your own pace. So Heather, Summer, Jennifer, it's been a pleasure chatting with you all this week. And for our community, make sure you check out our back catalog of episodes on YouTube and podcast, and go over and subscribe to Fit Small Business as well, so you can be caught up on all the tools and resources you need to know about to help your small business. All right. It's been a great episode. Thanks you all for being on the show. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, everyone.